Birth, Chapter 6. "Drivers, it's time to take your places," said Yuki over her headset to the speaker units in the helmets of all the drivers. "Kramer, are you ready?"
"Yes, yes, I'm ready. Just let me know when they start so I can manage the lights. There's not a cop within a mile of the course. Only two are in their cars. The rest are on assignments. I've given them in other places." Yuki could manage her race, and Kramer would take care of the traffic and the cops. He loved this job. He sometimes stuttered when he started to talk because he had to slow his brain down to make words. Talking was so slow. He would play like cheese to the mice. He would have a prowler here and a loud party there. Nothing threatening or violent, just enough to get the old protect and to serve men in black to be far away so the cats can play. They didn't wear blue anymore. They weren't men in blue anymore. They wore black. It was more scary. Like they wanted you to be scared. He was scared. They were so military. He spent a month in lockup when he was 13. The guards were mean. The cops were mean. And the judge was mean. But none of them were as mean as the other inmates. Dick Daring was his man. He was his best friend, strong and silent and a pure work of art to watch with a race car. Who said he couldn't race anymore? Some stupid rule about having two eyes. The patch wasn't so bad. The girls called him Daring Dick, but who knows what that's all about. "Gentlemen, all wagers are locked in, and the race is about to start," said Yuki with her sparky little smile as her live feed patched into thousands of computers globally. Yuki wasn't her real name. It means chicken in Japanese. But her real name was embarrassing in Japanese. It sounded fine in American, but Makuta means pillow in Japanese. So she is known worldwide as Yuki. Besides, it makes it impossible for the FBI to track all the earnings and expenditures with fake names in another language. Six cars would be a full field on the streets of Pasadena. This town had unusually wide streets, very wide, even by wide standards. The Hollywood crowd that founded this area wanted wide streets, and they got them. It was a waste of real estate, but California is nothing, if not about wasted space. It made the streets safer than any place in the world. Kids were safe, parked cars were safe, and racing was safe. The cars were quiet as they idled into position. It's not like real racing where you want to excite the crowd by revving the engine. This is all about silence until the moment you strike. Nobody knows what's going on until the smoke starts churning from the tires. If you were looking somewhere else, you miss it. That is street racing. Yuki's little legs flashed her white knee socks in the headlights of the cars as she walked out in front with her signature green scarf. It was neon green so that it showed up clear and bold on the cameras. She held the scarf in her right hand and reached high over her head. That meant there was 3 seconds until the start. Some of the cars pushed their throttles, bouncing the engine RPMs against the rev limiter. 2, 3. The scarf dropped as if in slow motion, and Yuki dropped to one knee in the middle of the street. 3 cars on her left and 3 cars on her right. They flashed past her at 60 miles an hour. Yuki was screaming into her microphone to all her fans, "Go!" But no one could hear her. The turbos were sucking all the available air, and the exhaust was drowning out every sound within 500 feet. Kyle Kramer's program was manipulating traffic lights along the course. Green, green, green for the racers, and red for the crossing streets. Each intersection had team guards on scooters with flashlights to make sure no one turned right on a red and no pedestrians tried to cross until after the cars had passed. The scooters would ditch a cop better than anything because they could run the sidewalks in between the apartments and the condominiums block after block. 2 years, and no team member had ever been apprehended. The calls began coming into police dispatch about street racing, but the phone monitors said that the reports were vague and never clear about where exactly they were racing. And, well,
It seems to have passed. Don't worry about it. The cars jockeyed for position as they went through the gears. With more than 1,000 horsepower each, the cars would reach speeds of 150 miles an hour within two blocks. They were dragsters. But there were turns in this course. Just being quick wasn't everything. You also had to be able to drift a corner under power. There was no practice, either. No one knew the place of the race, and there was no way to drive these speeds unless the traffic systems were manipulated. Drag racing, drifting, turning, and sometimes four wide around the turns took experience and power and skill. They weren't racing for pink slips. They were racing for cash. Winning $20,000 in a street race and wowing the online fans, some of them very wealthy, meant new engines, custom transmissions, and exotic lightweight materials could add to the team. The cars got faster and faster with each passing month. Within 5 minutes, more than $165,000 changed hands, and there were a dozen winners. Money would move through a couple of online banking services and arrive in the winning drivers' accounts all by morning. The race was over, and all the traffic lights went back to normal. All except one.